God,
Hello, Marilyn. Hello, Marilyn.
Yes, this is me.
Yeah, I'm calling you, ma'am. Okay, from Arizona Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey. Would you be so kind to help me out?
What kind of survey?
Okay, it's real simple. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
I would definitely vote whether
okay.
I like
And in the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
All right. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask what is your race? White, African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed race, other?
Native American.
Okay. And what is your age?
Oh, God. 79 or 78 right
now. Okay. Yeah, a lot of people like tend to forget that. So, and thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I never thought of all of those.
So would you say somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative?
Somewhat, I guess.
Okay. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
And now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people may say they want the president and Congress most focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important the issue is for you to have them focus on, okay? Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 7, okay? Making college more affordable.
I'm using the numbers now?
Yeah, like let's say 0 is not important, not at all important, and 10 is most important. 5 is a somewhat, and you can use in between. It's just 4 questions, 5 questions.
Okay.
It's just going to say the number. You're going to make college more affordable. Would you say it's most important in 10, somewhat important in 5, or not important at all, or 0? You can choose any number in between. Okay. And lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
A 10.
All right. And improving K through 12 education. And banning tobacco products for adults.
A 5.
Okay. And protecting voting rights and democracy.
A 5.
All right. Thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? You can strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve, okay. And now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you will feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have, okay, Joe Biden.
A 50.
A 50, all right. and Safety and Drug Administration, or FDA? And Democrats in Congress. Did you say?
50, yeah.
Thank you so much, ma'am. And now I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it is important at all, okay? Remember, like you did before, authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes.
An 8.
All right, and authorizing prescription medication?
Probably an 8.
All right, thank you so much. And restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages? That would be a 10. And educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition.
10.
Perfect. Thank you so much. We're halfway done. Is it already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21? Strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Somewhat oppose, and strongly oppose. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? Much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, much more harm.
Somewhat more harm.
Okay. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now? Should be a top priority. Other issues are more important right now. You said? Should be a top priority, or other issues are more important right now?
Other issues are more important.
Okay, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus on its effort on? Prohibit an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive? Harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation, support, abstinence, and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Would you say the first or the second one?
The second.
The one I just read?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And now I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigarettes, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome, okay? An immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned.
Very concerned.
All right. More dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not at all concerned.
Somewhat concerned.
Okay. And the creation of black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned.
Very concerned.
Okay. And I do want to thank you so much for having the patience and taking your time, okay? We're almost done. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made out about potential ban of nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, 0 means that you, okay? So our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoke rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. And policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoke age of 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the danger of smoking are working. We should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal. Would you somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Remember, this is from a scale from 1 to 0, okay? And the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense, but it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all. Would you say 10, 5, 0?
5.
Okay. And vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of regulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes. Will simply give them another market in which to operate. Do you strongly agree or somewhat disagree?
Disagree.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and put a 0. And today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups, the LGBTQ plus community, and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. From a 1 through 10. What number would you give that? Marilyn, we're almost done.
Up to 10.
Yeah, from a 1 through a 10, what would you give that?
A 10.
All right. Thank you so much. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. Is it already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21? Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I strongly oppose.
Thank you so much. And as you support or oppose a ban by federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine or adults to adults 21 and over, support, strongly support, some would support, some would oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Okay, thank you so much, Marilyn. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? Much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, much more harm.
Much more harm.
Got it. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for? Much more willing, somewhat more willing, somewhat less willing, much less willing. Have no impact.
Somewhat, yeah.
Is that a somewhat more willing or somewhat less willing?
Somewhat more willing.
Thank you so much. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew? Yes or no?
No.
All right. Beers? Marilyn?
Yeah.
Okay. And cigars?
No.
Coffee?
Coffee?
Yeah, coffee. Have
yeah.
you like, all right. And liquor or spirits?
No.
All right. Or nicotine pouches?
No.
Okay. E-cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
All right. And wine?
No.
All right. Soda?
Very little.
Okay. And pipe tobacco?
No.
All right. And heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Okay. We're almost done. These are the last questions. I think this is like the last one. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed from 1 through 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, postgraduate, you should get a master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD, etc. Some college or high school graduate. Okay. Okay, and we're almost done. Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Widow.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Middle class.
Okay. Are you or is any member of your household or a member of a union or employee association? Applies
no.
Responding? No. Does not apply, right? How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Urban. Okay. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
What
is that? Is that a yes or no? Just like, do you identify as a member? Yes or no?
No.
Well, no? All right. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your application. I do want to thank you so much, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it. Thank you so much.